And we jump out and are joined by the head coach of your Kaiser Seahawks. That is Doug Socha, coming off a big time playoff win, 63-21 over Arizona Christian. How helpful for you was it to have the fast start that you had? Again, we talked last week about maybe some apprehension about coming out, you know, a little rusty after the time off. You said you would put some things in place, and then to see the results, to come out with a fast start, how much did that help?
Yeah, I think it was awesome. I mean, it was, our guys were committed to coming out fast, and you know, we got a couple of good completions there. Didn't end the first drive the way we wanted to, but we got a field goal and we got some points, but we moved the football, and then, you know, special teams and defense took over from there and just kept getting us the ball back. So it was big for us.
How important is that? Because we talk about it as announcers a lot of times, and I think as fans, as the momentum, those 3 points that get momentum, or if the other team scores, to be able to answer back before the end of the half. How important are those momentum things to real football people rather than knuckleheads like us?
Well, I mean, obviously if you're watching the game, if you're into the feel of the game, momentum is huge, and you got to ride it, you know, when it's good, and you got to ride it when it's bad, and you got to just weather it. So, but it was huge for us, and you know, we were able to take some shots there and jump on them really, really quickly.
You had some big time performances last Saturday, whether it was your quarterback Eli Matthews making me look bad 4 minutes after I said he can't break the big one, but he's good for a 7-yard run. He rumbles down the sideline, or some of your defensive players like Cade Glenn with big hits. How much did those guys stepping up, or who surprised you, like, that the moment didn't affect them at all, or even they rose even higher with the moment?
No, I just think we've got some really good players, and we talk about it all the time. These guys have been here a long time. The guys that are really standing out, the guys you're talking about, our quarterback's been here a long time. He knows the system as good as anybody. He helps us with the game plan. Cade Glenn has been a big-time player. He's in grad school. He's been here a long time. So, you know, we have a high expectation for those guys. Those guys rose to the moment. And in those moments in big games, your players have to make plays.
Again, we're talking to Doug Socha, the head football coach of Kaiser University. They take on Reinhardt today here on ESPN 106.3. Kickoff will be at 12:30. They come in with a strong running game. You also have a defensive line, though, where you seem to have a stable of players you rotate through and have fresh legs. How important are those fresh legs to stop a team that's averaging 250 yards rushing a game?
Well, I think it's going to be big. You know, you got to win on the line of scrimmage. You got to be fresh at times. And we're able to play, you know, a handful of guys. And I think that's going to be important for the fifth. They've had a great week of practice. So, you know, you'll see a lot of guys playing on that defensive front today.
What are you seeing from Reinhardt that maybe is different than Arizona Christian? They obviously are also coming off a playoff win here this week, coming into the second round of the playoffs. What are you seeing from them that may be a little bit more challenging?
Well, I think that it's a completely different game that we're going to see in terms of, you know, Reinhardt runs this wing T, you know, spread option in the gun, quarterback run game, you know, nothing what we saw last week. So it's been an interesting week of practice and simulating that, and the guys have done a great job. And then defensively, they're going to be a little bit different. They're going to be tighter up to the line of scrimmage, and they're going to be, you know, pretty rugged in the box. And, you know, they're just really different styles of teams.
How do you attack those teams that have the press-type corners, you know, that have a guy, and I don't know if they're going to be up to Sage's level that you have a corner, but also have some guys that are dogs out there that can match up? How do you get your receivers to be able to win those one-on-one matchups?
Well, we got to test them early. We got to take our shots. We got to, you know, let them know that we're going to try to run by them and take our shots. And then we've got to be able to separate. We've got to be able to create some different mismatches with our players that we want to get in certain situations. And, you know, and I think running the football helps that a lot too.
Now, how important to you as the head of the program, you know, we as fans and announcers, we're looking at this year. You have to look at this year and the next 10 years as well. To get some young kids like Alexander, your 6'3 corner in there, getting playoff action, a freshman, and getting an interception, how big is that for the program, for those guys to get that experience?
Yeah, I think it's big. I think everything we're doing right now is huge because of the way we practice and what we've had this offseason and these opportunities to play in the playoffs. So, you know, you're seeing guys, and Verwayne Alexander, he's in the mix at corner right now in the depth chart. So we're playing with some young guys, and, you know, it's only going to help the future.
And one other thing I want to ask you about is, because it's hard sometimes, running backs want the ball. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to. You're not a good skill guy offensively if you don't want the ball. You have, again, a stable of running backs. How do you keep all the mouths happy?
You know, I think, we preach team. And we preach, you know, we want to run the football. And they're going to get their opportunities. And, you know, Sims was a guy that, you know, we went into the game and was our starter, and, you know, he came up a little bit, limped up there, and then Jaden stepped in, you know, and went big for us. So, you know, it's those guys know their role, and it can be anyone's day, you know. And then you got AJ Mueller that's in the mix there at quarterback, running back, slot receiver. So, you know, we do have a list of plays of what we call GTB, get the ball to certain guys. But when it comes to the running game, you know, those guys got to be ready to go.
I feel like you have Sims and Messinger, and then Mueller's like a mix of both of them. So he can kind of be the backup for both, because he's got a little bit of both their styles in there. Does that help you as a coach to have a guy who can kind of do a little bit of each of what the two guys in front of him can do?
I think it does. You know, I think we know, like, within our run game menu, you know, what Sims' strengths are and what Jaden's. And then you got Mueller, who kind of really is a hybrid between both of them. Not so much as the power of Sims, but, you know, really has, you know, some shiftiness and some downhill and some speed. So, you know, within our game planning, you know, we know what those guys are capable of, and we've got, again, you know, a list of plays that, you know, a little bit of a variance for the three of those guys. But for the most part, those guys have done a great job.
Defensively, Sage Chen-Young has been that corner, that lockdown guy for you. Their top receiver had a big catch, started flexing, and all of a sudden I saw him back in the game. How much do you love that he wanted to get back out? You pulled him right back out the following play, but he wants that number one guy. How much does that help you to set that tone for your whole team that your big-time corner isn't backing down from anybody?
Everybody knows Sage is a competitor and wants to be in those situations. And, you know, if it's Tuesday in practice, he's going as hard as if it's Saturday afternoon. So, you know, Sage is a big-time competitor, and you know, sometimes he's got to calm his emotions, but, you know, he's ready for big occasions.
Well, Coach Socha, thank you for a couple minutes. Best of luck today, and we'll talk again next week after this victory today.
Appreciate it. See you then.
That was Doug Socha joining us here on the Kaiser Pregame Show. We're live from the stadium next, right here on ESPN 106.3.